Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I was going to kind of take a break, but then I saw some things today. This will be a short show. I'm not going to be long. At least I don't think so. Some things I saw today that made me realize that they're no longer playing games anymore. They are going to force a definite disastrous set of sequences to get everybody on board. Right now, America is being assaulted badly. I was just watching something today from Boulder County in Colorado. They basically flattened a whole section of that county with directed energy weapons. You can look at those houses, and they've been completely obliterated. The roads are in perfect shape. No sign of scorching, no sign of melting, no sign of nothing. No sign of nothing. And I looked at that and I thought, you know, anybody who's planning on going off grid has to reevaluate what that means to go off grid. Because what I saw there, the volume of houses that were taken out, looks like they've upgraded the sophistication of the assault weapon that they used, whatever it may be, whether it was a HAARP, not necessarily HAARP, but some kind of weather warfare. Elon Musk has been sending satellites up into the sky. We've seen them lined up, flying in the air. Maybe that's what they're using to shoot down this directed energy beam. It's not the first time I've seen this. I've seen it over in Iraq. I've seen it in Paradise. I've seen it in Lytton, B.C. I think it's what happened in Alberta. I can't think of the community there, but it's a petrol community that got wiped out. You know, Fort McMurray. I think we better have a sobriety here. You know, people told me today they felt like, you know, they had a sense of hope. And I'm not sure where that came from. And the only thing I kept thinking was, because traditionally every year at the new year, everybody parties and is bringing in the new year, wishing for a better new year. I didn't wish anybody a happy new year this year. I thought that was sort of a part of the program. What I did wish everybody was they would have a successful new year, and either we shut this down this year or we get prepared to separate and become a colony of our own. That's the only option I see at this point. And we better start understanding this is the reality in Canada as well, and not just Canada, the United States, but the whole world. They have started phasing in this technology to create an assault on people all over. I put in a Twitter, something in Twitter, that there are other weather problems going on elsewhere in the United States as well. And here we go again. And have you noticed wherever you're living right now, there may be some snow or rain or something will come down on the ground. And within a matter of hours, the area's dried up, the temperatures are warmer. And I'm talking 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, midnight at night. I'm talking about 2 and 3 in the morning. Right now where I'm sitting, the frequencies are going off the map. I mean, just it's all I'm hearing, or just like kind of like a whistling pitch, which is basically it's hitting my brain. It's not my ears that's getting it, it's my brain. There is no tinnitus. I've been saying it forever. The brain is being hit with frequencies, and what's going on is the auditory canal is listening, hearing your brain getting hit. And a lot of you are still stuck on some things you should really have studied and looked at to be able to understand the nature of the assault. I give you all the time. You have a gear for tinnitus. No, there is no tinnitus. There never was. I explained to a fellow today, I had some people come over, and we were talking. He was a young guy, him and his wife or girlfriend. And so he just sort of kind of, he's been awake for a while, I guess. So we got into a discussion. So I explained to him that back in the 1960s, in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, We had a radio station at the time called CKLW. Now, anybody who's from this area knows who CKLW is. Detroit, New Windsor, and all the way down to, you know, deep south, Alabama, whatever. And it was one of the first AM antennas put up, and that could put out a major frequency that affected all the radio stations all the way down to Alabama. It basically washed out these other stations. They just didn't have the power. And at that point in time, that's when this initiated the ringing of the ears. It became a profound problem at the time. It was such a big deal. And the big thing about it was all caused by these frequencies that the antenna had put out. But nobody was saying anything. Nobody was discussing that this antenna came up, and all of a sudden people had tinnitus all across, you know, a certain region or certain part of North America, and then they started building more antenna. More radio stations went up, more transmissions were going out, and as a result, more and more people were getting tinnitus. So some people say, well, what can we do about it? Not a whole lot. It's a frequency affecting the brain. So anything you can do to fortify the lipid barrier in your brain, anything you can do to support the myelin sheath in the brain and throughout your body, will go a long way in benefiting you. Now, you may hear background static all the time. You may hear the different pitches and whistles that go on. Yeah, I hear it all the time, pretty much. There are days when it's on the lull. There are days like right now, it's really high. And what I have noticed, my own personal observation, that when I see the frequencies bellowing out a high pitch, usually within a 12 to 24 hour range, the weather will change. Now, a lot of you women are getting headaches. I get this all the time in my emails. I got this freaking headache and I can't seem to shake it. That's because your brain is being, the bell is being rung in the head, and you got all these heavy metals, all these nanoparticles inside the skull and in your body. So you need to do some kind of removal of these nanoparticles out of the head. Everybody needs to start waking up on the reality today that pathologies today are no longer just a simple protein pattern of different components, whether they be a fungi, virus, I mean exosomes that we're calling a virus, fungi, bacterium, mold, yeast, algae, all these things are no longer just a simple disruption or disruptors of your immune system. These have now become a fortified operating system with this nano. They can grow nanoparticles out of proteins. They can grow nanoparticles out of growing from a crop. They can plant stuff into the ground, and the seed and the plant will mass produce nanoparticles. Did you know that? Viruses can mass produce them. Bacteria can mass produce them. Fungi can mass produce them. Algae can mass produce them. Mold can mass produce them. A lot of times you're seeing things that appear to look like they're insectoids. That's exactly what they are. Insectoids, not insects. Insect plus technology. We get parasites all the time. All of a sudden these parasites are in your body feeding off of you. And you're eating nano, bio-engineered technology with operating systems that can now integrate with that parasite and turn it into something that it was never meant to be. See, we are now in 2022. Someone presented to me, if you take the 1 January 1st or 1 and the first day and add it to the 22, you get 33. Imagine that. Interesting. Now again, it may not mean nothing. It may mean something. Something for you to look up. But the point I'm trying to get across here is that we are no longer in a state of biological balance. Remember, how hard you try, you're going to fail. And that's not being negative. That's being realistic. For years, I've said that the vegan diet and the vegetarian diet, if you're just using just straight veganism, it's insanity. Total insanity. The level of contamination in these vegetables that you're eating and whatever you're eating, fruit and other things, the level of contamination in these plants and in their DNA is super excessive. you are bound to saturate your system with whatever you're eating. There is no way around it. Unless you take some neutralizing agent or binding agent, which can then collect the nano as you're eating it, then that'd be about the only way. And the only way to stop the replication in somebody's body is by producing some kind of field that can wipe out, erase, overload, override, or block transmissions to these programs that these things can engage. Only way. Once you do that, then you can go into your cleanses. And when you're going into cleanses, this is the other one I get all the time. Bentonite clay. Are you effing kidding me? Does anybody not read what's the components of bentonite clay? Aluminum, lead, cadmium, silica. And they'll tell you that these things don't get absorbed in the colon. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they translocate through the colon and throughout some part of your body, taking with them some of the components that you're trying to detox from? So like I said, nothing that we've been told in this industry is completely accurate. And a lot of times the doctors that are involved in this industry propagating their bullshit, don't know what they're selling. They don't know what's in what they're selling, and they think what they're selling is safe. Now, this is something I also don't understand. If a doctor in his field can't find a cure for any disease, why is he in the alternative field? He's selling nutrients or vitamins that are loaded with excipients. Even their prescription drugs are loaded with excipients. And now we're finding out more and more. Someone from the from Europe today told me that they're looking at the vitamin D, and the vitamin D also has graphene in it. I knew there had to be something wrong other than taking the amount that they're giving you with vitamin D, because I know damn well the medical field does not propagate normally a vitamin. They never do. It would cut into their profit margin by their drug lords. So they sabotaged it. And I knew there was a sabotage just in the volume of stuff that they were taking. What they're putting in, like vitamin D. They want people to take these mega doses of vitamin D. The vitamin D must be delivering this nano throughout different parts of the body where it predominates. So, like I said, when you're looking at some of the stuff that you're reading, you need to examine everything. Don't just listen to some bimbo or some bozo selling you products. You know what's interesting? I have never pushed my products online, ever. One or two times when I said that I've got them going, if you're interested, you can buy them or make them yourself. And I even went to the trouble to show you how to make your own vitamins, so that you wouldn't even have to rely on me. And to this very day, people are still listening to some of the stupidest stuff I can't imagine. Because they don't read. They won't take the time to pay. I had a guy contact me today, thought he had a corona because his temperature went up 1 degree. Maybe 2. Listen, I'm going to tell you all something about your biology. You are not a freaking machine. You are people that have fluctuations throughout the day. There are some part of the day where your sugar is low. For instance, after you've eaten lunch between 12 and 2, your sugar spikes downward and you feel lethargic. After around 2 o'clock, things go back to normal. Okay. Your blood pressure at certain parts of the day can be higher than other parts because your body may be pushing or filtering certain things through the kidneys. Your body is not a machine. It can fluctuate. So 1 or 2 degrees either way is not the end of the world. And if it is a flu, which is all it probably will be, then perhaps try the Coke and cinnamon remedy that we gave earlier. 1 teaspoon of cinnamon and about a 4 to 5 ounce beverage of Coke in a glass. Mix it up and drink it, and do it several times throughout the day. So this way the exosome overload, because a lot of you right now will have exosome overload because of the holidays and all the shit you ate over the holidays. That will help burn up anything that might be attached, any dead proteins that might be sticking to the system. The acids and the antioxidant effect of the cinnamon will do wonders as far as helping sanitize the gut and removing the excesses that may have accumulated and have embedded themselves there. You can also use enzymes in every couple hours to help expedite the digestion. You could also use some sort of acetic acid or vinegar. Don't use the apple cider unless it's been distilled. Anyone's going to say, well, what about the mother? What about the mother? The mother's contaminated with nanometal. You might want to consider what I'm saying because they're using the skin to make the mother. So use any vinegar, even straight vinegar. And again, let me reiterate, all the vinegar studies that you're seeing came from plain white vinegar. That's what they use. All these other vinegars out there are using those studies to validate that their product is a good product. But the products are not clean, like they should be. Another thing here, I want to, again, present this to everybody. I want to present this to everybody here as soon as I find it. Yeah, I want everybody to hear this because this is going on in New York. Oh, Canada, I hope you're paying attention because it will be up our arse as well. Because 80% of you don't have a brain anymore. And you will allow our freedoms and our rights to be destroyed over petty fear. We will lose this country if this happens in New York and this is allowed to come here. And Quebec is going to push this hard. Quebec will be the first one that will push this hard. Either that or one of the maritime provinces will be the first ones that will push this agenda that New York is going to push. I will bet money on it. Let's take a look here. Let's listen up to see what's coming down the pipe. Hold on. Here we go.
You're definitely going to want to watch this video. Here's a summary of all the different bills that are being proposed on January 5th to go through for New York State. Forced COVID shot mandates to attend school. Forces all adult vaccine records into a state database. Forced COVID shots for college. Forced flu shots to attend school and preschool and daycare. Eliminates religious exemptions for work and for college. This is the most disgusting one, but eliminates parents' consent to shots when a child reaches 14 years of age. Eliminates parents' rights to consent to STD shots for children. And brace yourself for the last two. Allows the governor to imprison, without trial, anyone she considers a threat to public health, and also an upcoming bill to eliminate unvaccinated people's access to health insurance. How wonderful. There has literally never been a more important time for us all to wake up to what is happening. This is where 2 weeks to flatten the curve has gotten us. 2 weeks to flatten the curve, mask mandates, travel bans, job loss, vaccine mandates, and now all of this. If you think that this is ending anytime soon, I'm sorry, but you are so damn asleep. This is not going to end if we all comply and agree to get vaccinated. This is going to end when we are brave enough to stand up against the blatant tyranny that is being thrown at us. Can you feel the water boiling? Can you feel the snake constricting? Because there's going to be a point where we are being boiled to death and we can no longer breathe, and it'll be way too late to do anything about it. We have to act now. If you live in New York, you're definitely...
Now I'm going to say it this way. This is coming to Canada. It's already hit Australia. And you saw what they did to the land down under with all the thunder. They did this to New Zealand, that thing they got down there controlling their country. You know, and then South Africa. You know, we've had this roller coaster love affair, but I'm going to tell you something. This year, they're going to crank up the gears. They're going to turn on the screws, and this has already started. And this is January 1st, where everything's sort of shut down in Canada, but we are about to get an ass whooping if we don't stand up and say what we need to say and do what we need to do. We need to remove these people from power. They can no longer be in the position they're in if they are not willing to represent the general population that they were voted in to serve. This is New York. You know, we always heard about the Apple, the Big Apple, and, you know, you see the Statue of Liberty and liberty and freedom and opportunity and blah-da-dee and blah-da-da. All bullshit. Here it is. Here it is. A lot of people have gotten these injections. A lot of these people are, and I feel bad for them because there's nothing you really can do. Now it's just a matter of time taking its course. You know, you're in God, and basically I always say you're in God's hand at this point. You know, yeah, I was listening to this guy talking about Genesis and referring to, you know, God's creating the template, the codes, and all the whole design. And no matter how you study Genesis, you don't really know the full value, the full effect of what we're looking at here. And everything that's going on today is an experiment. The whole idea of transhumanism and altering the DNA, this is like playing with a supercharged atom, you know, and hitting it the wrong way or doing the wrong thing can cause incalculable damages that we can't even begin to scope. I look at DNA all the time, looking at all the stuff I'm reading on DNA and all the stuff I'm reading on nano and how they've created two things, a biologic and a construct, solid matter, a metallic material that is operating on an atomic level or nuclear level. Your DNA operates on that level as well. And you're putting two things together, creating an abomination. These two things were never meant to coexist as one single unit. Never. This is basically a hybridization of DNA that wasn't meant to be. And we don't know now the full extent. We really don't know the full extent of what this will do, how far it will evolve its programming, what its capabilities are designed to do, or how they will change, how they will adapt, how they will form. The variables here are, like I said, very, 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 very infinite, really. We have no idea, none. The most advanced geneticists in the world wouldn't have a clue either. We don't know. Because once you start tinkering around with programming and programming of the DNA and programming of another molecule and interacting those programs together, we have no idea what the evolutionary stages of that synthetic life is going to be. We have no clue. No idea. We can see it to a certain point. But then if you have an AI operating system that's controlling the evolution of that construct, you have no idea where that's going to go. Zero. Nada, nothing. And this is what they're playing with. This is what they want to infiltrate everybody's body with. They want to put chipping technology in there so they can put more than one chip to amplify the frequency so they have more control over your system. New York has absolutely no right. They violate the Constitution of America. They're violating the Bill of Rights of the United States in these mandates. There is no emergency. You can call an emergency, but you got to be able to back it up. What have they discovered about this so-called outbreak, this disastrous thing that hasn't killed anybody? What has killed people is basically the misappropriation of technique done by the medical field. Malpractice. The biggest thing that's killed everybody in the United States, Canada, and the rest of the world has been medical malpractice. And they should be sued. The AMA and the CMA should have the shit sued out of them. Literally. They've allowed an injection created with an operating system that's been tested in the past on animal studies that have caused death to every test subject they had. They even shelved the technology, put it on a shelf. And now they've allowed it to be exercised and released as a result of a proclaimed emergency, which had never, ever been proven. It still hasn't been proven. They still don't know what caused it. So, and again, the mindset here we're talking in regarding to believing that you're going to get a antidote for something you've never figured out. This is astounding on any level. The intellect on every level. I figured out something today. It dawned on me today. I was trying to figure out how is it people are falling apart at the seams on this whole injection thing. And why would somebody take 3, 4, and 5 injections? And then it dawned on me that everything that they've been doing since it started, since this whole bullshit started, 2-week curve my ass. That was never going to be a 2-week curve. And it's not going to be a 2-year curve either. We will be at this till 2028, just like the SPARS report has stated. It's like the MP in Canada leaked out the document saying that they were going to push this agenda all the way through and there will be no stopping it. They even said this. And you know what? It hasn't stopped. If we're actually really realistic about what's been going on in Canada, we haven't done sweet F.A. nothing. We protested, we went rah, rah, ha, ha, yay, yay, boom, boom, and nothing. It's still going on. People are getting now, what, 3rd, 4th, 5th injections? So I thought about it. I thought, well, why are these people automatically going to get another jab? And then it dawned on me that in the last 2 years, because of what they have propagated, the programming now is so embedded in the people that they will literally walk into a death chamber to be inoculated. Blows me away. It's like a post-hypnotic suggestion that people are actually under. So when they see certain programming or they hear certain things on the radio, they automatically will go in and get injected again, irrespective of whatever is being told. Imagine that. You know, post-hypnotic suggestions. Programming, voice-to-skull technology, constant barraging the brain with brain waves and frequencies so that they can now keep on allowing an inducement of these operating systems to stay in their head, so when they hit certain triggers, these people then will respond because of the operating system in the head. Imagine that. Imagine that. It's amazing. It's just amazing, really. The flow of this deception is so well done that it had to have been done before. There's no way that this could go on the way it's going on without a hitch. They have had practice in the past. Other resets, other events that may have happened in the past, and I believe it goes all the way back even to the time of Adam. It's been the same spin, the same run, over and over and over again. As I started out the interview, or started off the show, wanted to point out, like I said, look at the Twitter. You're going to find more and more assault going on in America. And we're seeing it in Canada too. We're having a cold snap going across. There's snow on the ground right now here in Windsor, Ontario. They were saying that there was going to be snow. There is a little snow. Not a lot, just a dusting. But now I want to see how long that's going to last. Last time it snowed was about 4 or 5 days ago when I was out and about. And I was, not too impressed with the snow. And again, by the time I got back to my place, whatever, I parked the vehicle by around 6. By 10 o'clock, it was all gone. All gone. And the temperatures had risen, and we're being microwaved. We are being microwaved. I've been getting calls more and more and more about people having certain things going on. You are being nuked in your sleep. You're being nuked Like I said, anytime they make any changes, and like I said, be prepared. Be prepared for more of this kind of shit going to happen all year round. And I was really looking at the movie Monsters of Man, and I was paying attention to some of the details. And one of the things it did, and again, this blockchain that they created wasn't for crypto. That is the biggest front going. That's all AI, all of it. I had a friend of mine over yesterday, and we were looking at JTalk AI is killing us, and he points out, and again, if you haven't seen it, I suggest you go watch it, because now you're going to know who your adversary really is. Not the cognitive AI, not the deep learning AI, not that's all part of an extension of artificial intelligence, the real artificial intelligence. We are looking at stuff today that is so advanced. It's running the show. Whether you think so or not, it's running the show. If it's running the stock market, it's running the banking system, it's running the pricing of everything that we're buying, guess what? It controls everything. It's controlling government. It's controlling your pharmaceuticals. It's controlling your military. Let's get back to the military. Monsters of Man was showing at the end when the network or the robot was going to, again, take out an area, self-destruct. It had transferred its operating system to the warehouse where they were building these machines. And what's interesting about that movie, they're saying there were over 200 companies vying for contracts with the U.S. military to build robotic machines. It goes to show you how much money the military industrial complex actually has to be able to buy companies and use their information to build these robots so that they can interact with whatever. The biggest scare they had was that this robot would also be able to access the Internet of Things and act as a hierarchy of databases that it could then extrapolate any information it needed. Imagine that, a bot with an AI program or an AI operating system able to access the Internet at any given time to be able to access any information or data as it needed at any given time. That's a pretty tough effing adversary to shut down. And that may come next. I am actually suspecting that because of what they're doing with the weather modifications and causing all these weather anomalies to occur all across North America and other parts of the world, you know, flooding, typhoons, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, you know, lightning storms, electrical storms, out of the blue, west coast of Canada, down to minus 20, I think, I heard. Very unusual. Saskatchewan had minus 35. That isn't so unusual, but it's again, it's going right across the country. It's here today. So we're not living in make-believe land. And there was a guy that was looking at a lunar unit that was going across the sky, releasing high levels of ions, causing an ionic field to form, causing the gaseous material to release from the nanoparticles that were in the air. Like I said, we're not even in Kansas. We're not even in America. We're on some deep dark dimensions where we're at. So like I said, you may want to take a look at some of the stuff that's going on. Like I said, tonight's show is going to be a short one because, like I said, I wasn't really planning on a show, but because of all the things I was seeing and all the things that were going on, it had alarmed me a little bit. And like I said, I start extrapolating where this may go next. They already tried robots in California, but it looked like, you know, upside down tops. But the ones that are going to be probably releasing out in a GP will probably be something like a RoboCop, an interface with a DNA and a nano construct attached or integrated with artificial intelligence. And when you look at artificial intelligence, it was interesting, some of the things I was looking at, they were saying it's in everything. It's in your computer. It's in your laptop. It's in your cell phone. It's in everything we are using. Buddy of mine was talking yesterday, but what would we do if we got out in the field? We need to communicate each other. So you'd have to run a cable or a wire between the computers because you can't use anything they have. There's no way you can use anything they have because AI would be able to hack it very quickly. Since you popped up on the web, any part of the web, it would recognize that you're there. These are things you need to start thinking about. You might want to start thinking in terms of off-grid. What does that really mean today? If they can drop a directed energy weapon, and I believe they hit over 100,000 homes in Boulder County, Colorado, and maybe the number's off, but I think that's what I read. If they can, and they selectively hit these houses, they're blaming wildfire, but that makes no sense, because if that had been a wildfire, it would have burned in a line. It would have been an engulfing flame. Even the roads and the streets would have melted. Nothing was touched. The roads were perfectly functioning. Cars weren't even burned. Some trees were, not often, not a lot of them. But houses were literally pummeled down to the ground, leveled. Okay, so like I said, if you're going to be thinking about off-grid, you may want to consider if you whatever unit you have to bury it either in a hill or underground or in some kind of enclosure where it has thick, dense shielding other than the unit you're in. Because it will mask a heat signature, it will mask a electrical signature. It will block even sound. If you're in something like that, and it's correct, make sure you have a dual door in and out, not just one door coming in and out, but another one going out the other way, or coming in the other way. Like I said, you need to really start thinking about the whole off-grid thing, because it's not what they're showing you on YouTube. These are guys and gals that are talking about something that they did when the times were good and easy to do it. Now we're dealing with an AI technology that may use drone strikes, okay, literal drone strikes, to target neighborhoods or areas or regions of an area and hit the houses they want to hit. Something to think about. And don't be scared. I mean, it's scared. Okay, I get that. You're a little afraid because you got shit coming down from the sky. I get it. But instead of being afraid, start thinking, how do I go about blocking this? How do I go about defending it? How do I create a shield around my home? How do I create a shield around my car? How do I create a shield around me? See, that's how you got to start to think. Those that, oh, we can't do it. We're going to lose. Look at what they got. Look what they got. I'm going to tell you a little story, a biblical one. There was a young 11-year-old boy. Heard the super soldier threaten his people. Threaten his, you know, culture. And the little boy said, Who is this? Boy, he had some testicles. Who is this? You know, that he would say what he's saying about God. He was pissed. And so the super soldier challenged, and he took the challenge. So what happened was he got all suited up with his technology. He said, man, this ain't going to work for me. I don't know how to use this tech. I know how to use my tech. My tech is anti-tech. So God allowed the two to confront each other. The super soldier threatened the little boy. Little boy, he said he was going to eat him for breakfast. Little boy said, by the end of this day, I'll have you down and take your head. I'll take your freaking head off. Again, he's dealing with a super soldier, a Nephilim. So he flung a sling, had a sling and flung this rock at a high velocity and took out the super soldier. Never saw it coming. The guy had all this tech. He wouldn't have seen a rock coming at him. He wouldn't register. Anyway, he took him right between the eyes, and he took his own tech and took off his head. took out the Nephilim. Now that story is about David and Goliath. I just kind of modified a little bit, brought it to current language of today's time. Didn't add nothing to it, didn't take nothing away. Just pointing out the story and how it happened. You know. And that's the attitude you have to have. I'm not saying go out and pick a fight with a giant, but this is a giant monster mountain that's in our way here. And Jesus said, if you have faith, you can and say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast to sea, it shall be done for you. You know, just have faith, not doubt. Start thinking in terms of, okay, we got a giant here. You know, we're going to have to open up a can of whoop ass on this giant. How are we going to do that? How are we going to take this thing out? How are we going to defend against this AI? How are we going to, you know, don't tell me we can't do it. You can be done. I was explaining to my buddy last night, there are ways to get around AI. You know what AI's biggest weakness is? You know what AI's biggest weakness is? Two things, actually. The plug in the wall and not having any tech. If you got to have tech, minimize the tech. If you're using tech for research or doing whatever, that's fine and dandy. But you don't need to have a phone that has all the bells, whistles, and toys. You don't need some of the tech that you have. You don't need a refrigerator to be able to talk to your washer and dryer, that talks to your freezer, that talks to your television, that talks to your stereo. You don't need that shit. You don't need some effing Siri or Alexa. You don't need that shit either. Why would that be in your house? That needs to go. It ain't fun. You got an AI system in your home monitoring everything about you, collecting all kinds of data. It knows when you go to the washroom. It knows what side of the butt you're wiping. It knows what hand soap you're using. It knows what towels you're using. It's got all that information. A lot of it's, you know, whatever. It is studying you. You don't need that shit. This is what I'm telling you. You need to really start thinking. The less you have, the less they can discover. In regarding to tech. Eventually, I mean, and the internet's already being monitored by AI. I mean, everybody knows this. Anybody who has sent emails out and all of a sudden seeing a big delay or nothing being typed and all of a sudden the whole sentence structure is being typed, we know that's AI monitoring or somebody is monitoring the emails. So it's time to rally yourself. Start doing some research. Start doing some homework. Start doing some, you know, what can we do? How can we build our own power? How can we build our own grid? How can we create a barrier around us to protect us from frequencies? How can we shield ourselves? What do we need to regenerate ourselves? How do we restore our bodies? How do we recover? How do we, you know, on and on. What structure should we use to build? What shape should they be in? And what's the most effective structure to defend against frequency assaults? I'm throwing all this out there because I want you to start to think. One person isn't going to do it for you. No one can save you. Well, no one alive on this planet is going to save you. We can help you. And we can encourage you. You know, God saves, but you also got to lift a hand to help yourself as well. Don't expect to sit on your ass and expect God to do something. It doesn't work that way. It has never worked that way for me. Faith without works, according to what I'm reading there, is dead. Faith without works. You need faith, you have works. If you believe, you're going to do something about it. It's the simplest construct. You know, some of you might say, well, I don't have. Okay, you don't have. What do you have? Start from there. You might be surprised. Start from there. Work with people, get involved with people, come up with some ideas, brainstorm. You have today what you have to fight the nano, because Brian396 and myself got together and worked together on this. We went two different ways. I went bottom up, he went top down. But as a result, of our collaboration, you have today things at your disposal that can help you recover. Now I'm encouraging you all to do the same thing. You know, form networks wherever you are, because that's the only way you're going to come out of this. Come up with ideas. No idea is stupid, because you got to remember, we have to break the programming that we have in our heads. See, like I said, I started off, people were having hope today, and they're feeling hopeful. I think that, like, in my mind, I didn't see where this was coming in. Then I see all this other shit come on my feed today. And my point is this, the I think it was a program, the programming, because every year, like I said, we have this thing about a new year, new beginning, new starting over, this, so we get in this positive feeling. Feelings are great and wonderful, but don't allow them to be the main guiding force, because it can mislead you. And if these are programs that have been inserted in us for a period of time, we need to be a little bit more pragmatic about, you know, because it's this day or this day doesn't mean it's any more special. These are just another day in paradise. And some of those days that are considered special fall on some satanic time frame or day or whatever. So be aware of that. Be aware of that. Alrighty, I thought the show was going to be short. Let's see where we're at. Yep, just short enough. Okay, I'm going to call it here. Because like I said, I wasn't going to really spend a lot of time today. It's the second. I figured, you know, whatever. But I mean, they have already started and engaged in the battle. And I thought, we can't wait another day. People need to start getting onto this right now. So, as I always say at the end of these shows, read your Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Have the mind of Christ. Wouldn't hurt. You know, read what Jesus had to say. We read the letters. Read the book of Acts. Read Revelations. I keep telling everybody, this is the script they're using. This is the script they are using. We've had more than one set of resets throughout our history. We just don't remember them. And the shit they're calling history is not what, it's just a comic book. So when we're looking at things I'm mentioning, it will again further help you in your understanding of where we're at, where we're going, and how we're getting there. So I encourage you to read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say. I also mentioned on the top, there are people there that are also aligned in regarding to try to help you find solutions in your situation. So I'd encourage all of you to help anybody who's trying to help you financially if you can. If you can't because you lost a job or you lost your place in some money that you're getting in, don't worry about it. Share the data, share the links, share the information. Share. Alrighty, as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. Always remember that. You know, I was reading something the other day. Whatever city that Jesus says he'll protect will be protected. And whatever city isn't protected by him won't. Another thing to consider. All right. So on that note, share the information, share the health, share with each other ideas. So on that note, we are still here by the grace of God. So to the next segment, to your health. Take care.